you're going to fire up a show like this, there's no better way to do it than with this guy. He is a friend of the program. He is a PGA Tour golfer. He is up to number 10 in the world golf rankings. He is a member of the U.S. Ryder Cup team, top 10 in the Masters, U.S. Open, and British Open last year, coming off a huge year and working with the Aon Risk Reward Challenge. Tony Finau on location. My man, it is so good to see you. Tony, what's up?
All good, man. Great to see you. Great. Thanks for having me on again this
year. No, it's good to have you on. Always good
to have you on.
All right, so before we get to golf, break it down. How you living? How was the time off? How was your life?
It's been great. Yep, I haven't played on the PGA Tour for a couple months, but it's been great just hanging out with family. We went to Hawaii over our winter and you know, to get out of the snow in Utah. My wife is from there, so, I mean, it's been great just hanging out with the kids and being around as a dad for a little longer than a week or two. Right. It's been nice. So,
all right, so what's it like? If you take some time off and then you pick up the bats, is there any rust to knock off? What's it like when you kind of go re-entry and you work it back again?
Yeah, there's always a little rust when you take some time off. And that was definitely the case. But, you know, I'm ready to get the year started here at Torrey and look forward to the week. You know, obviously the grouping I have is an exciting one. But just to get the sticks back in the hand and compete again, I'm ready to go.
Tony Finau, my guest. I'm going to talk to you about that grouping in a minute. But you finished sixth at this tournament last year, which was a performance which included a first-round 65. So for people who have not seen this track or played the track, how would you describe it and how does it fit your game?
Yeah, the South course fits my game very well. I think if you hit it with some distance on the South course, you can score. And, you know, it being one of the longer golf courses we play all year and one of the tougher tests we play all year, I like that type of golf. The North course actually is quite a bit tougher than it used to be. It used to be the golf course you score on, and that's changed quite a bit. They've narrowed the fairways up, and it seems like they like to grow that grass and the rough a lot longer than even the South. So all of a sudden, that golf course is just as hard as the South. So both sides present a challenge, but I do like playing here, and I've had some success in the last few years.
Yes, you have. Welcome to Torrey. Tony Finau, my guest. You mentioned who you're teeing it off with. Tomorrow at 10:40, Xander Schauffele and Tiger Woods. That's a power trio right there. How do you go about approaching that?
Yeah, I look forward to it. You know, having Tiger Woods as one of my teammates on the Ryder Cup team was something that was very special for me, and now to be able to tee it up with him this year after the success he's had last year, it's going to be a great couple days. But more so, I look forward to just getting my year started and hopefully off on the right foot.
Tony Finau getting things started here at Torrey. Now, Tiger is going to be the President's Cup captain this year. You got a taste of the Ryder Cup last year.
Yeah.
How much does making the President's Cup team motivate you now?
Oh, man. It's one of my biggest goals I have all year, to be on that team. You know, not only on the team, but having Tiger as the captain is extremely special. So this is his first time as a captain. And again, one of my biggest goals on the year is to make that team, and it's going to be a special team to be on.
We're talking to golfer Tony Finau. We're at Torrey Pines for the Farmers Insurance Open. Now, you had an amazing Masters last year. You shot a first round 68 after nearly destroying your ankle in that par 3 contest. How much pride did you take in not only that first round 68, but then the 66 on Sunday, which gave you a top 10 finish?
Yeah, I took a lot of pride out of that. Just the perseverance I went through all week, and just handling my ankle with my trainer, with my coach, and having overcome those type of obstacles throughout the week. I was extremely proud just to walk off that green and know that I gave everything I had to be able to finish that golf tournament off. And, you know, I birdied 6 out of the last 7 holes on Sunday. And, you know, I think that's going to serve me well, really, throughout my career playing at the Masters. To know on a Sunday that I could do that, no matter what situation I'm in, you know, hopefully down the stretch to win a green jacket eventually. I have that in the memory bank to know that I can finish that type of golf off on that type of tournament.
You can always draw on that. You know, it's interesting because you had been invited to play at Augusta in the past, but you always turned it down.
Yeah.
And said you were not going to play until you knew you qualified for the field. After it was official that you were going to be in the field,
yeah,
you went before Thanksgiving in 2017. You played with a member and a friend and your father.
Yeah.
So what was the first visit to Augusta like, and what did that mean to share with your dad?
Yeah, it was like a dream. It really was, to step on grounds finally at Augusta National, and to know that I'm going to be a participant in the Masters. It was everything to me. The Masters is the most important golf tournament to me because it's the reason why I played this game. In 97, the 97 Masters, you know, when Tiger won, it changed everything for me. Huh. You know, just watching him do what he did, I didn't really know anything about golf, but my dad had it on and was watching. And when I saw Tiger doing what he was doing, he made the game look cool. I was able to see someone of the same skin color as me playing a game that is mostly Caucasian and dominated by mostly Caucasian males. So to see him, to see someone I could relate to, and to see just how cool he made the sport look, I was like, man, I want to do that. I want to be that guy someday. So I convinced myself that I could eventually play the Masters and win the green jacket just like Tiger. And so the Masters means a lot to me. So to finally be able to play that last year and have that opportunity to play that, play with my dad in a practice round and do all, you know, do those type of things on Augusta National, it was a dream come true.
Tony Finau joining us. You know, I wonder if that was the reaction you had when you watched him in 97. I can only imagine how many other people saw the same thing and had the same feeling.
I feel like a lot of us on tour right now, that 97 Masters was a huge deal for a lot of us. And I think I'm one of many guys really on the tour today that had that same experience.
Now, Tony, you and I have talked about your journey in the past, but for those who do not know, your father set up a mattress in your garage in the Rose Park neighborhood of Salt Lake City so you and your brother Gipper could hit golf balls. Knowing that backstory, what was it like? I mean, when your father got you started like that, what was it like when you and your father were at Augusta together, given where you started?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, really, just humbling for us. We look back on, you know, to me, to look back on where I came from and that type of upbringing, you know, where we didn't have the funds to participate in tournaments and things, but we found out a way to make it work. My dad taught me how to work hard and those type of circumstances. And next thing you know, we're standing on Augusta National last year and teeing it up together. It was extremely special. But it's a great thing. It's a great country to be in, to have those type of opportunities, at least, just to advance in life.
See, the thing is, Tony, when you mentioned that you didn't have the funds, you and I have talked about this, too, in the past. But if you go back to those days, I mean, you were dumping coins out of a piggy bank to make ends meet. Mm-hmm. Now you're number 10 in the world. Now you're a Ryder Cup player. Now you're racking up one top 10 after another in majors. You're tying records held by Gary Player. I mean, I'm not going to say that I'm surprised, but are you at all surprised, or did you think this is the way this was going to play out?
You know, I've always had high aspirations for myself and high goals. And, you know, one of the words I always use is stay humble and stay hungry. You know, I feel like I stay humble, but I'm always hungry. You know, every time I tee it up, I feel like I can do something special. And honestly, you know, I do my best to stay in the moment. I have aspirations and goals to achieve some great things, but, you know, I can only control what I'm doing now. And what I do now will predict what happens in the future. So, this week, I look forward to this week, and I've had some great success. But one of the things, you know, I want to do this year is win. It's one of the things I didn't do last year. And so my mind's set on that first and foremost, give myself an opportunity to win this week. And we'll see where the chips fall throughout my career. But that's the only thing I can control.
Tony Finau joining me for a couple more moments. And you mentioned what a role model Tiger was for you for so many different reasons. You and I have also talked in the past about you being the first player of Tongan Samoan descent on the PGA Tour. So now people are looking to you. Like you looked at Tiger back in the day. What's it like to know that there are kids looking up to you as a role model and an inspiration?
Yeah, I always get asked, what's the best thing about being on the PGA Tour or being a celebrity or whatever the case is? And I always say it's touching the lives of the kids that are watching me, because I got to see that. I got to do that with Tiger. Tiger touched my life in a way that was so special for me, and that changed the course of my life. I have that opportunity. I have the opportunity to do that for kids that are watching me. So I try to live my life and be inspiration for kids on the golf course, and that's the coolest thing for me. When I see someone that says, "Hey, you're my favorite player," I see a 10-year-old junior golfer. "Hey, you're my favorite player. You mind signing an autograph? Take a picture with me." That's the coolest feeling to me, because I know what it's like to be in that position.
Tony Finau, my guest. Tony, one thought about the Ryder Cup. I mean, overall, the team result did not go the way that you would have liked. But when you look back on that kind of experience that you had, what kind of thoughts do you have? What was it like?
It was an incredible experience for me. I'll never forget the feeling of walking off the green and winning that final match, and then I'll never forget the feeling of watching them celebrate in front of us on the 18th green. You know, again, I left humble and hungry. You know, I was hungry to get back after. I want to make that team in 20 and return the favor to those guys. You know, they played incredible golf, but as I look at the week as a whole, it was a dream. It still was a dream and special week for me. I got to play alongside 11 of the best players in the world, and some huge future Hall of Famers, some captains that were incredible. So that whole experience was something like I've never experienced before. I felt so special just to be on that team and to just contribute.
And you played well. Now, obviously, you're a huge Laker fan. Let me ask about your team, the Lakers. LeBron's been out for a couple of weeks, but overall, how do you feel about the team, and what's it like for you to see LeBron in purple and gold?
Oh, it's incredible. It really is. I just went to the game on Monday against the Warriors, and to see LeBron in the Lakers jersey, you know, up on the rafters, I think is pretty special. To have someone like that on your team, really, to me, I was like, that is really, really cool. So to be able to watch him this year and just cheer for him in a way that's different for me, because I've always been a big fan, but now that he's on my team, it's really, really cool. I think a lot of the guys around him have grown as players, but you know, they've struggled without him, and it'll be interesting to see how the rest of the season plays out, you know, when he does come back. But they're going to make a run when he does come back, and he's once in a lifetime type of player. So it's really cool to have him on our team.
Tony Finau joining us. Now, I mentioned in the intro you're working on the Aon Risk Reward Challenge.
Yeah.
Lay this out for me. Exactly what is it, and then how do you go about approaching it?
Yeah, the Aon Risk Reward Challenge is a challenge throughout the year. They pick one hole throughout every event, and whoever plays that hole the best throughout the year, there's 36 events, whoever plays those holes the best throughout the year, there's $1 million reward at the end of the year. So kind of a risk reward thing is what Aon's all about. They're going to pick different holes, different layouts, whether they're dog leg to the left, dog leg to the right, par three, par four, par five. They're going to pick a bunch of different holes, and whoever can navigate them the best will have their prize at the end of the season. So it's kind of a tournament inside of a tournament,
right,
if that makes sense, which is a cool thing, and I'm a proud ambassador of Aon now, so that'll be cool to put my name on that trophy at the end of the year. That's also something that'll be pretty special.
That would work. Tony Finau, my guest, he's working with the Aon Risk Reward Challenge. Good friend of the program, top 10 in the World Golf Rankings, and top 10 in the Masters, U.S. Open, and British Open last year, and looking to build on that. My man, I appreciate you. So good to see you in person. Glad you made it by, and thanks for starting the show off, Tony.
No, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on again, Jim.
Great seeing you, Tony. You too. Tony Finau starting us off. All right, so we're off to a great start. We're broadcasting live from Torrey Pines, the Farmers Insurance Open.